Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Leicester v Liverpool and how kickoff changes impact fans by Carl Kopak. Over the last few years, I've started to enjoy non-footballing weekends like the last one. Sure, the match day sense of expectation with the accompanying stomach cramps of anxiety and dread are always welcome, but every now and then, time off is a nice thing. A stress-free couple of days to end the week. Thanks to the lads kindly donating our fourth round tie to Wolverhampton Wanderers, Liverpool did not play at the weekend, yet there was still a game which interested the fans. I don't know if any of you have ever visited the Den, Millwall. It's an odd place, situated in southeast London, not far from London Bridge Station. I've been there both as a Liverpool fan and as a journalist, and have witnessed both sides of the club. The 2004 League Cup victory there was not for the faint-hearted, as the atmosphere was a thick and moody one, but years later, I was there to cover a few league games from the safety of the press box and the press room, and found the staff to be just about the friendliest you could wish to come across. No one likes them. They don't care. So when Leicester City were drawn there in the FA Cup, my initial thought was, they won't fancy that one little bit. This became relevant to LFC on Friday, when it was announced that in the event of a replay of that match, the Leicester-Liverpool game would revert back to the Saturday, rather than the scheduled game the following Monday. Thanks, lads. A whole week's notice. You spoil us. It's worth pointing out that the fourth round draw took place a couple of days following the Wolves game, so you'd assume someone from the FA would place the fixture, look at the surrounding games, work out the potential pitfalls of replays, and plan ahead. You'd think that, wouldn't you? And yet, the day before the game, an announcement is made about moving stuff around. No big deal? Well, yes, actually. Quite a big deal. Example. My sister lives near Leicester, so the game at the KP Stadium is one of my favourites. Ordinarily, 10 to 15 of us travel to Leicester mid-afternoon, visit a pub, one we like so much that I'm not even going to reveal the name in case it becomes spoilt by popularity, settle in and walk to the ground. Obviously, it's also easier for my sister and is a rare away game for her as she's usually confined to Anfield appearances these days. She loves hosting us all, so it's a nice day. When the fixtures came out, I looked for Leicester. Saw it was arranged for Monday night football and sighed. Mondays are tricky for me, so I'd have to let that go. Shame. I made plans for the Saturday and decided on a non-game weekend. Maybe I'd clear the attic or something. But then the game was potentially on again, or was it? Even had the Foxes took a draw, it was a bit late in the day to be making contingency plans. Example 2. Last year, Liverpool drew Exeter City in the FA Cup. The BBC decided not only to show the game on TV in the hope that they got a story, they nearly did, but they'd move it to the Friday night. Great, eh? A fine start to the weekend of FA Cup football for the watching millions. Well, if you've ever tried to watch a night game in Devon and attempted to return to Liverpool by public transport on the same day, you'll know that's impossible. If you didn't drive and wanted to be at the match, your only hope would be catching the 9:49 train, as it was the last one to leave Exeter that night. It then took 12 hours 22 minutes to reach Liverpool, and incorporated two stops, one of which at Bristol, roughly 80 miles away, and involved a 7-hour stopover before the milk train took you to Birmingham, and then home. Oh sorry, I should state that in order to do even that, you'd have to miss the second half. That's probably quite important. Still, those at home got to watch it on the telly. The greatest devotion you can show your club is by somehow getting a ticket and letting the lads hear your voice from the stands. For the millions of Reds who have never seen them live, it remains the dream. The team appreciate it too. How often do we hear the players tell us that the atmosphere and support gets them through games? It's a symbiotic process. We support them loudly in the ground, and they do the business on the turf. The FA and Premier League are also aware of the importance of our fans. In any TV ad, they'll show swaying fans on the terraces or highlight the individual sacrifices made to get to the ground. So why is it that we're always the last to be thought of when it comes to kickoff times? The TV companies are always keen to point out that the FA Cup is not dying on its arse, and the romance of the Cup lives on. But they're more than happy to change the kickoff time of the FA Cup final in order to please overseas audiences, while the poor sods in the ground can't get trains back home. When Wigan won the FA Cup, the last train had long gone before they saw the trophy raised to the skies. The FA couldn't have been less arsed. Of course, Leicester helped us by failing to beat a 10-man lower league side, so it all turned out okay in the end. I still can't go, but it would be infuriating to have missed out in a game which I could have attended had I more notice. But what about the poor souls for whom this was to be their first game? Children with birthdays whose parents had booked travel in advance to take them to, say, their first away game or even their first game ever. What about foreign fans with booked flights for the Sunday or on the day itself? Would they be compensated by either body? Of course not. Ultimately, they don't matter. But one day the public will say enough is enough. Maybe not for the A-League games, yet the signs are there. The recent FA Cup tie between Cardiff City and Fulham kicked off at 11:30 a.m. on a Sunday morning for the benefit of a television audience. The result? An attendance of 5,199. A couple of weeks earlier, the same stadium saw a crowd of over 21,000. Enough was enough. And completely unnecessary 11:30 kickoff was taking the piss. One day, there'll be TV games where you can hear the players' voices over the crowd. Football is being taken away from us little by little, bit by bit, and there's only so much paying fans will take. Soon it will be a television sport only. Sooner than you think. I think it's really important to have this argument articulated as eloquently as Carl's done here with, you know, personal examples which help us understand the travails of the fans who are trying simply to get to a game and organise their lives around their team, and let's not forget, spend their money on that team and on the organisation, towards the organisation who's doing the arrangements. And it's just so dispiriting to see the cogs at work here, to see how marginalised fans, who we are continually told are the lifeblood of the game, how they are treated. And Carl's right, the conclusion to that seems quite bleak, it sounds quite stark, but it's true, because the real audience that matters for the people who call the shots are the ones who are tuning in at TV sets. They're the ones who pay the subscriptions, and those subscriptions are what go eventually to the coffers of the organizing bodies now. Well, part of them, obviously. It's tragic, and it's also a real worry. It's a genuine worry. Carl makes a kind of a humorous comment there about how, well, not darkly humorous comment, about how we're going to be able to hear the voices of the players over the fans some of these days. I think those days have already arrived to a certain extent, because it's a completely different point. But sometimes, you know, the atmosphere is, even when the games are well attended, they've changed as well. But like I said, it's a completely different argument, and not one for this particular platform here. Yeah, so look, I there's very little that we can do except what Carl's done here, which is to draw attention to this issue and to make, look, try to embarrass them into at least making some sort of comment or paying some sort of lip service towards fans. It's a tragic situation where that is the reality, is that, you know, the paying fans, the actual people in the ground, are the ones who are treated with the least respect out of the whole package. And yet, as we see, that seems to be the reality.
Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on anfieldindex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on anfieldindex.com.
Hey, Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Getting caught in the wrong shoes can interrupt your plans for the day. Like when that 10% chance of rain ends up looking more like 100%. When the transition to fall and winter feels more like experiencing every season on the same day, there's the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. These shoes were made for misty morning walks, surprise snow days, and anything a trip to the dog park might bring. The whole collection brings together water-repellent technology and classic style, so you can stay warm, dry, and comfy during your everyday adventures. Cross off errands with the splash protection on the Wool Runner Mizzle. Dash through cold and wet weather with all-conditioned traction and reflective details on the Wool Dasher Mizzle. Or upgrade to next-level protection with the Mudguard on the Wool Runner-Up Mizzle Plus. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase. ALLBIRDS.com, code FRESHSOCKS.